Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, the 9th day of February, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Wayne Madsen, on a host of breaking key news, will be joining us coming up in the third hour today. We have Dr. William J. Hersey, who testified before Congress about the dangers of fluoridation of water, joining us. It is not widely known that the majority of EPA scientists and toxicologists sent a petition several years ago to their own bosses at the Environmental Protection Agency pointing out just how deadly fluoride is. And when you hear the term fluoride, on average it's over 150 chemicals they add to the water. Some cities over 300. And I know most of the audience already knows this, but your neighbors don't. They just think, oh, that's what kooks say. Well, you're going to hear this from a top EPA scientist. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and then, of course, Wayne Madsen, open phones in the fourth hour today. Massive news blitz in this hour, ladies and gentlemen. I have five large stacks in front of me. Let me just mention some of what's in the first stack, and then I'll go through this in detail coming up in the hour. Expose naked body scanner images of film star printed and circulated by airport staff. They not only record your genitals, they share them. And I've talked to tons of media witnesses, reporters that have seen good-looking women get ushered in. They laugh, they stare, they enjoy, they record, they save. Of course they're recording it all. It's a biometric body scan. It's not just a weapon screener. And so we'll be breaking that down. This is huge news. Authorities claim that virtual strip search pictures immediately destroyed, proven fraudulent. Use of devices needs to be halted now. Just like, oh, they told you 14 years ago when I was exposing it, we're not taking your baby's blood for DNA databases. And now they say, oh, Alex Jones is right, 37 years worldwide in every Western country. We take it for the UN. I mean, they don't even take the blood from criminals, but they will take it from you. Oh, they will. Oh, they will. Rasmussen poll, and I'll guarantee you it's even higher than this, because most people, when you call them and say, do you hate the government, a lot of them get scared and say, oh, no, I love it. Oh, I like it. But 75% are angry at government's current policies. So, knowing the science of polls, I'd say it's more like 90%, 95%. But don't worry, the government wants to get control of the internet now. We can't have all this dissent. We can't have the slaves talking to each other. U.S. faces serious threat in cybersecurity, says John Brennan from the White House. And don't worry, the Pentagon's taking it over. I've got the cybersecurity bill here in front of me that passed the House last week. I will take some time today to actually go over the subsections that are in this Orwellian monstrosity. A key article by Aaron Dykes, he posted in the early morning hours today. Internet censorship alert. Alex Jones exposes agenda to blacklist dissenting sites and licensed users. It is a key 10-minute video with all the documents and news articles that gives people a wide-spectrum analysis of the attack on the internet going on globally, publicly coordinated by the UN and Microsoft, as well as our criminal White House. So please get that story out to everyone. This is a main action item. All of these stories are. People find out they are recording your naked body and saving it, they're going to be even more angry about the naked body scanners. Get that out to everybody. U.S. government plans new climate service. That's right. They don't care if the Senate won't pass it. Obama is going to release his youth brigades. By the way, that's in the cybersecurity bill, too. The youth brigades working for Homeland Security. And we told you it was going to happen under Codex Alimentarius. This is out of the National Post of Canada. The government sent a notice to all pharmacies and drugstores and health food stores saying, look, no more vitamins, no more minerals, no more nothing. You want freedom?
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine. Swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in 1 hour and 52 minutes, I have a special announcement for all the info warriors out there. This is pretty darn big. We're very, very excited about it. So coming up in roughly 2 hours, start your engines. And it is the beginning of a lot of new things we're going to be doing here, stepping up the fight against the New World Order. It is Tuesday, the 9th day of February, 2010. Hard to believe in 2 days I'm going to be 36. Seems like yesterday that I started my fight against the New World Order when I was in college, back when I was 21 years old. And here we are all these years later. It's amazing. Look at all we've done together, ladies and gentlemen, the testament that we have been to the human spirit of resistance to tyranny, the spirit of liberty. And how many people we've woken up who've become powerful activists and filmmakers and radio talk show hosts. And it's just so exciting, and I'm so honored to be here with you. Okay, Dr. William J. Hersey coming up, government scientist exposing the fluoride, then Wayne Madsen with some amazing information, key info coming up in the third hour, open phones in the fourth hour. In fact, I'm going to open the phones up in this hour specifically on several issues, internet censorship by ISPs and governments intensifying around the world, the draconian cybersecurity bill takeover, And Sarah Palin saying, along with all the big neocons, another editorial today, play the war card. National Review saying, launch an attack on Iran. That'll get your approval rating up, Obama. They want him to continue the neocon agenda that runs his White House. His approval rating is plunging and plunging and plunging and plunging and plunging. And he will no doubt have the lowest approval rating of any president in modern history, including Richard Nixon, within 6 months at the current slide rate. The problem is the establishment has Mitt Romney, the neocon, and Sarah Nuke Iran Palin flapping around waiting in the wings. Huckabee says he absolutely backs the drive to bomb Iran. Doesn't matter that the public has been bamboozled on this, just like they've been manipulated with Iraq with WMDs. Remember 6 months ago or so, Iran, it was all over the news. Oh, my gosh, secret nuke facility. Then you read the fine print that they were reporting to the UN 6 months before, 6 to 8 months under the regulations that they're under global government like everybody else, that they were going to start enrichment in 6 months. It was not a secret facility, and they've now asked the UN to come into their other facilities and oversee the fact that it's not anywhere near weapons grade. Doesn't matter. Our media says Iran must be attacked now. Then they'll stage some nice terror attacks here in the United States. Iran will probably actually stage some real ones, you know, in response. And then they get to shut down the internet and free speech and all the rest of it. And they're certainly gearing up for that right now with their Council of Governors, cybersecurity, and the whole other 9 yards. So the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, the websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Auxiliary, Backup, Attack Frigates in the Infowar, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, FallOfTheRepublic.com, ArnoldExposed.com, and other backup sites that we have that are unnamed, waiting in the wings, secret mirrors. And, of course, countless listeners creating their own mirrors in their countries. As we plant the seeds globally of awakening and resistance to dehumanization and tyranny. John McCain says the Tea Party movement is racist. That's right, an Infowars.com story by Kurt Nemo, according to Meghan McCain, daughter of John McCain, the Tea Party is chock full of racist. McCain's daughter, Tea Party movement is racist. Once again, appearing on The View, McCain slammed the Tea Party movement, said young people are turned off by its innate racism. And she is, of course, parroting what Jimmy Carter and Carlos Watson and Chris Matthews and others, including Keith Huberman, say, oh, you don't want bigger government. You don't want government health care. Racist. And that's actually the true racism, invoking race, making everything a racial issue, and attacking Palin, which then Americans will see this as fraudulent and then support Palin. Because, oh, my gosh, the discredited establishment liberals are attacking her, she must be good. Kind of like Europe signed on to the carbon taxes because the idiot George Bush was against it. But then at the key moment, he flip-flopped in his last year in office, as we told you months before he would, when we got the intel at Bilderberg in Greece, that Bush was going to go for it. Then you saw all the Fortune 500 get behind it, the NFL, all the major sitcoms, and News Corp's holdings in TV, entertainment, and newspapers. So this is the establishment agenda that is moving forward. Let me get into this news item first, though. If you read what the United Nations has proposed, and if you read what England is moving forward with and what Europe is moving forward with and what the U.S. is even beginning to propose, they state that there will be no over-the-counter fish oil, vitamin C, aloe vera. They like to start out by demonizing things like colloidal silver, oil of oregano, and sometimes there'll be of tens of thousands of supplements, some particular type of bark or root that, yeah, if you eat a whole bottle of it, can make you have a heart attack. So can aspirin, for that matter. And so they sell it like, oh, my gosh, you know, look, this guy was taking caffeine pills and had a heart attack, a truck driver. Oh, my gosh, we've got to ban it. But the truth is, there are incredible treatments and cures on record with so many mainline supplements. And the globalists can't patent it. But in the last few decades, and really the last 6-7 years, it's been accelerating, they have been allowed to get patents, drug patents. They've changed the rules on fish oil, on vitamin C, on a host of other, you know, incredible super nutrients. And so what's happening is people go to see their medical doctors now who want to be able to prescribe this because it really is good, but it costs $140 for a bottle of fish oil that would be $20 at the store. And so we have guests up here. We read the Codex Alimentarius, this private consortium through UN law. We break down what they're doing, and I get emails going, they're not going to ban vitamin C. That's fear-mongering. They're not going to ban over-the-counter fish oil and aloe vera. That's never going to happen. Come on, man. Oh, really? Without a law, the regulators in Canada, and the same thing's now happening in Germany and England, are sending letters to health food stores, to pharmacies, to anybody that sells vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and saying, you will not do this or you are open to liability from us. And here's the National Post, one of the biggest papers in Canada. It's the National Paper of Canada, based out of Ottawa. Stop selling unlicensed natural health remedies. Pharmacy regulators. It's kind of like Obama. Can't get the Senate to pass his greenhouse gas tax takeover, home inspections, youth brigades. I mean, we cover the bill from clips of C-SPAN in Fall of the Republic. I mean, you can't make up what's in this. He just went ahead and today announced, we're launching a new green agency. It's over. We don't care. EPA, we're doing it. We're taxing scores of gases, including carbon dioxide. They just don't care. Well, here it is. Stop selling unlicensed natural health remedies, pharmacy regulators. Makers of natural health products say they are bracing for widespread layoffs and millions of dollars in losses after Canada's pharmacy regulators issued a surprise directive recently urging druggists to stop selling unlicensed natural remedies. The order affects thousands of herbal treatments, multivitamins, and other products, most of them waiting for approval from healthcare under the backlog 5-year-old program to regulate natural health goods. The National Association of Pharmacy Regulatory Authorities says pharmacists cannot be assured the products are safe until they are granted a government license and should not sell them in those circumstances on their store shelves, over the counter. Pharmacists are obliged to hold the health and safety of the public or patient as their first and foremost consideration. So the association's recently issued position statement. So you could sell H1N1 shot full of RNA and viruses and mercury, and you can sell and push Gardasil that admittedly kills and maims large numbers of people on record, even in their own trials of it. And you can sell Ritalin and Prozac. Ritalin swells the heart, retards growth, literally causes brain damage. Prozac, the same thing. That's fine. You can sell Merck Vioxx all day long. You can sell FinFin. You can do whatever you want. But you don't let them get those vitamins. Representatives of the natural health industry, however, have reacted angrily to the directive issued last month, predicting it will have little impact on patient safety while triggering an economic crisis for their members. We're talking about job losses. We're talking about lots of income loss. We're talking about product stuck in warehouses that cannot be sold. Well, what about freedom of choice? See, they're going to make vitamins and minerals and everything just like drugs. I saw a story like 4 years ago where they SWAT teamed an aloe vera farm saying it was drugs. Oh, yeah, they're just getting started. Stay with us. We'll tell you all about it.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us. Big announcement coming up in the third hour today. Continuing from the National Post, stop selling unlicensed natural health remedies. The health food stores, the pharmacies are told. In a statement issued by the association, calls for the directive of self-serving and contrary to federal government policy. It has taken a sledgehammer to a finishing nail, the group said. It will create confusion for consumers. It is the wrong thing to do. And it goes on to say that they're going to start going after anybody selling vitamins or nutrients or alternative treatments. You only have the choice to have the chemotherapy if you have cancer. You only have the choice. If you want to fly, you got to go through the radiating machines. If you want to, again, they're just building this box, this vice grip, these clamps around our throats. And it's the same thing in the United States. U.S. government plans new climate service. U.S. President Barack Obama administration announced plans today for a new office handling climate change, aiming to help businesses chart future plans as the nation shifts to a greener economy. But it's not a greener economy. It's a takeover of our economy where they can decide who can have a business and who can't. Just like when they took over the automakers, they decided who could keep their dealership and who couldn't. The White House did. Oh, are they big contributors to the Democrats? Oh, they can stay open. The first practical effect was the creation of a website, climate.gov, which came online Monday and brings together government resources on climate change for businesses, scholars, and the general public. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke said the new climate service would help businesses on subjects such as wind power by providing data on wind patterns, which they would need to expand. The bottom line is this: the better climate information that alternative energy companies have, the more profitable they can be, the more jobs they can create, and the more that they can actually meet the energy demands of our country and indeed the world, he told reporters. Yes, not letting us have coal plants will certainly help our economy when China is firing up three or four of them a week. Yes, going in and adding new layers of bureaucracy and controlling everybody's lives and all these new taxes, $2.6 billion in 3 years in Austin alone. That's Austin Energy. Oh, that'll certainly help the economy. Locke compared the initiative to the National Weather Service, which he said had spurred a private industry of forecasters who benefit from the government data. Now, this won't be scientific Doppler radar. This will be the White House organizing more fraud, just like the IPCC and the UN. And this is the agreement from Copenhagen. When they couldn't get the treaty, they said the U.S., England, and the European Union will start collecting carbon data and will start the taxes and will pay it to the IMF and World Bank. You can't get Congress to pass it, so he'll just tell the EPA to start the taxes on carbon dioxide. But when you hear it on the news, it's, oh, Obama's got a plan for some new jobs for you. It's going to be a home inspection, and your gas bill and your water bill and your gasoline bill are all going to go up, and there's going to be all these new fines and fees on businesses and all these new green police that got being dispatched all over the country. We're going to inspect your farm and ranch and going to tell you what you can and can't do. Isn't that great? And they're not just saying water above ground, a puddle of water. They're saying if you have any water below ground, they're going to regulate your property, which almost everybody's got water below ground. There's a water table everywhere. It's incredible. The climate service would bring together resources now spread throughout the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, who's been caught in all the fraud, along with NASA, an agency that falls under the Commerce Department. It will also have six regional offices across the country. Oh, boy. Locke said he expected that the climate service would be running before the start of 2011, a year from now, or less than a year. He said the administration would first consult with Congress, although he did not believe any new legislation was needed. Yes, you know, they don't need any stinking legislation. Kind of like they already built the cybersecurity takeover system, and now they pass it to the House, or like they passed laws for warrantless wiretapping decades after they started it. Well, this is big. Drudge Report has linked to Paul Joseph Watson's article. This is incredible. Watson called me at 6 a.m.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you know, about a month and a half ago, Drudge put a permanent link to InfoWars.com up. And now he has on his front page a red link. And the reason Drudge is so important, he's not only the number one alternative news blog website in the world. Every other news agency will now pick this up. You know, until about 4 years ago, the New York Times was the main publication that everybody else decided what to report on from, kind of set the agenda. Now it's the Drudge Report. And I tell you, I have saluted Matt Drudge. He hasn't been perfect over the years, but now when we go to the Drudge Report, and I've been saying this for the last year, it's like it's PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Every time the globalists call for world government, he puts videos up of world leaders saying it and the mainstream news articles. He talks about the police state, troops on the streets, the snatch and grab by U.S. military at the G20 in Pittsburgh. I mean, it's really good. He is totally shifted into an anti-New World Order position, and this is exciting. We are becoming the mainstream. We are taking America back. And I just want to salute Matt Drudge for what he's doing, because this is big. Watson, at about 6:30 this morning, knew I was already up, because he saw me on the IM sending out dispatches to my different webmasters of what I wanted written and posted, and I collaborate every morning with Kurt and mainly with Paul Watson on points I want made. And, of course, they always have their own analysis and breakdown. And Watson said, this is huge, because we know they're recording it. We know they're getting a biometric scan with the naked body scanners. And we're going to beat these things together. And Drudge really hates the naked body scanners. And so I want to bring Paul Watson up and then let him go. We are seeing a traffic spike of biblical proportions right now from the Drudge Report. Exposed naked body scanner images of film star printed, circulated by airport staff. And I already had Watson coming up before showtime at 11:30 to talk about this briefly. But now we've got this Drudge Red Link. Folks, Drudge maybe once a week red links something. I mean, this is, when he red links something, it is going supernova. Great job to everybody out there, because once people know they're really recording this, which they admit they're doing internally, and government documents have come out, we've written about that. Make sure that's all added, Watson, that the fact that 3 weeks ago they admitted they're actually recording it, and it's being put in a database. Once the public knows this, and once they understand it violates child porn laws worldwide, we're going to beat these things together. And so now Paul Watson, with his powerful article that he's going to be beefing now that it's gone supernova, he's already written three articles today. Talk about a workhorse, a Clydesdale, pulling giant wagons of coal to be thrown in the furnaces of liberty every day out of the black mine. Oh, I love it. Watson, good to have you here with us.
Good to be back, Alex.
Well, my Clydesdale, it's another huge torpedo attack on the enemy. Tell us about the article.
Well, I thought it would get big, Alex. I actually wrote it yesterday. I wanted to release it earlier today to give it the best impact. Because only a week ago, the UK Transport Secretary, Lord Adonis, promised, guaranteed, that these naked body scanner images were deleted instantly. And also, we were told, we were promised that the person going through them couldn't be identified. And, of course, this completely demolishes that as a total fraud, because on a BBC chat show on Friday night, and these comments were reported, but the, you know, the gravitas of them wasn't understood, this Indian film star said that he went through a naked body scanner at Heathrow, and after a few minutes when he got through it, he said that girls, and I mean that can only mean airport security staff, had printed out the images of his naked body, because he said he thought they were handing him some forms to sign or something, but they handed him the printout of the naked image of his body. And he says it shows everything. It shows the outline of your body. And he said that you would be embarrassed if you're not well endowed, because obviously, as we've reported before, and as has been admitted, in the light of lies that it doesn't, these body scanner images show full details, crisp details of genitalia. So these airport security staff at Heathrow were printing out the images of him, handing them around and ogling them. And these are the same people who are going to be dealing with the images of your naked children.
But that's been separately reported by our listener and other journalists and on the news. And you even see the photos of men smiling in mainstream photos and mainstream papers looking at good-looking women. And they admittedly are always grabbing women's breasts and humiliating them and having their way with them. I mean, this is incredible. This is a way to make us submit to tyranny. This is a way to break our resolve, break our will. They're recording our naked bodies. It is a biometric scan. Add all of that to the bottom of the article, Watson, and all the other great articles you've written, because we can really educate millions of people today. And, again, it's wonderful that Drudge picked this up. Now, obviously, millions would have already read it just from our readers and people that post and paste our stuff all over Facebook and MySpace and Twitter. But exposed naked body scanner images of film star printed, circulated by airport staff, and he just admits it on television and talks about how it's a big joke. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah, and what's key about it is that if they get these things in the airport, which they've got them in certain airports already, Australia just announced widespread introduction. Obama's set aside hundreds of millions of dollars for their introduction in every major U.S. airport. If they get get it in the airport, they're going to put it on the street. And that's being admitted. The Home Office has already proposed putting these body scanners, a scaled-down version of it, on the street to scan your naked body as you walk past a lamppost. Dutch authorities, Dutch police, have announced that they're going to use mobile versions of this for, quote, mass scans on crowds at events such as football matches. You know, I was in Shanghai earlier this year, and to get into any museum, or there was even a place that was like a model of the city inside this building, and you had to go in and scan your belongings like you're in an airport. Everything that's in the airport is coming to the street. So this is why people need to get this article and show that it's a complete...
Well, we already have courthouses doing it here in the U.S.
Exactly. It's, people think, oh, I can just avoid this by not flying. I'm afraid not. It's going to be round the corner from where you live if you don't resist it now.
And by the way, first the British government said you can opt for the pat-down, but now they're saying, no, you will go through the naked body scanner and everyone's going to go through it. And we're going to record your children and we're going to break child porn laws because we're the government and we're God. And if we can make illegal aliens above the law worldwide, overflowing and overtaking the West to break down wages and to be a power block to vote against freedom, then we can sure selectively enforce this and break our own laws. They do whatever they want when they want, Watson.
Right. And if you refuse, you're treated like a terrorist. You don't fly. Now, there's another article we put out today, which is out of the Huffington Post, where a woman has breast implants. And we read all these ridiculous articles and editorials.
And they groped her breast. They groped her breast.
Yeah. These editorials said, oh, it gives you more privacy than a pat-down. If there's anything in the least bit suspicious, they grope you anyway. And it shows colostomy bags, breast implants, everything. Not to mention the radiation dangers, which the Interagency Committee on Radiation Safety, the biggest organization that studies this kind of thing in the world, said that it's dangerous and pregnant women and children should not be made to go through it.
Well, Paul, beef the article with the radiation danger, with the child porn law information, and more, because we've got a chance to educate millions and millions of new people today with this, and we're just so thankful that the listeners continue to take our articles and put them out of the four winds. And again, that's why COINTELPRO is coming out of the woodwork, trying to demonize us with the activist community, because they know if people imitate what we've done and really take action, we can bring down this new world order. It is not invincible. No one, literally 99% of the public, do not want to go through these naked body scanners. People do not want to be part of this tyranny. And we need to really press this issue, because if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. You know, as I predicted on the 27th of December, 2 days after the underwear bombing, that it would be a staged event. Of course, it came out it was, and that the State Department, under intelligence agency orders, this is Detroit News, ordered him to be allowed on the plane without passport or ID, and some security official brought him on board, and that's all come out and more. And we pointed out on the 27th as well that next they're going to want chest x-rays for hidden bombs in the stomach or breast. And now that's the London Telegraph, the London Guardian, the Associated Press. They are going to set the precedent to radiate you. I mean, they already make the troops breathe DU that kills them deader than a hammer in just a few years. They already make the troops take experimental vaccines that kill them. This is the New World Order's religion, killing you with soft kill weapons. And down the road, I've got an MSNBC article that is so nightmarish it makes me physically ill today. It says 911 health lawsuits raise credibility concerns. So 9/11 health lawsuits raise credibility concerns. AP investigation finds inconsistent claims about sickness from Ground Zero. I mean, 7 years ago, they had the Mayo Clinic, they had all the other big clinics, and just scores of them, the big, famous New York medical facilities, Minnesota, California, Mount Sinai, the list went on and on, about how their lungs were filled with concrete, pulverized glass, and asbestos, and mercury from the hundreds of thousands of mercury-switched thermostats and computers, because it was just atomized with the explosives. The government said it was safe. It came out that they knew it wasn't safe and lied to everybody. That's the EPA's own internal documents, Christina Todd Whitman. And now the AP comes out and says, oh, we've done an investigation. This is all fake. None of these firefighters and police and medical workers are sick. None of these National Guardsmen are really sick, even though all, within 4 years, all the dogs that were there, of hundreds, died of cancer. It's now 3,000 plus of the medical people have died. I mean, are they faking dying? I've been there with the firefighters and police when they go, excuse me, and they're sitting there with an oxygen tank, and they can't even go on stage and give a speech and start coughing up blood and get put in an ambulance outside. But no, it's not real. Just like all these fake reports about this British doctor, the Lancet took it out, his findings of autism and mercury in the shots, and he hasn't taken back what he said. It's all a hoax. They're hoaxing and saying vaccines aren't hurting you. They're hoaxing and saying that the 9/11 heroes aren't sick. And they're hoaxing and saying they're not recording your naked bodies, Paul.
Well, I mean, the AP did an investigation and said that Climategate was no big deal. They tried to squash it a couple of weeks after it came out. Didn't work. It's completely blown out of all proportion now into a massive scandal.
And there's Glaciergate. There's Afragate. There's Pachari-gate. There's every major government facility caught in internal memos organizing the fraud. I mean, fraud's coming out on a daily basis. I exaggerate not, folks. Bigger than the emails with the head UN scientist caught red-handed. Ben Santer, interviewed by Jesse Ventura, admits they took out the five scientists in their 96 report saying man didn't contribute. It's all fake. But AP says, no, no, no. I've got the Economist magazine, this week's issue, saying it's all real, Paul. Climategate's a hoax, Paul. It doesn't matter, Paul. But see, no, you guys are losing all your credibility. That's why you can't get subscribers. All these big news services are going to subscriber. New York Daily News got 35 subscribers in 3 months. No one likes you. Everyone knows you're liars, Watson.
Well, the more they act as apologists for all this, for the terror industrial complex, the more credibility they lose, as you said. I mean, Time Magazine jumping on the bandwagon with the internet licensing. Their subscriptions, their street sales are way down. The mainstream dinosaur's dying, and it's about time it happened. Now, the people that will be left will be those that have at least given an avenue to the truth. I mean, Drudge understands that, and that's why he posts that stuff.
But that's not going to happen. They're going to launch fake cyber attacks just as sure as the geese fly south in the winter. Just as sure as the sun comes up in the morning and sets in the evening, they're going to wreck the web just as soon as their grid's built. And according to all the statistics I've seen, Internet 2 and the Pentagon separate grid they've built worldwide will be done in T-minus 4 months, Watson.
That's what they're planning for. I mean, they've overreached again. I mean, internet licensing was rejected even by communist China.
Yeah, they just use filters, but Microsoft, the UN, Time Magazine, Newsweek, and we've got links in this video, the 10-minute video we put out in the early morning hours today. It's an excellent 10-minute because it just every claim I say, I show you their own articles where they are calling for registering and thumbprinting to get online, to use your iPhone, anything.
Exactly. I mean,
and now everything with buying and selling is on the web, so that's the mark of the beast. You've got a thumbprint to buy and sell.
Well, it's amazing that in so-called democratic countries, Prison Planet and InfoWars are censored far more than they are in communist China. I've been to China twice in the past 2 years, and the Prison Planet and InfoWars are available in China. They're still available, but not in New Zealand. And occasionally, you know, ISPs like Time Warner will knock us out for a while until people complain. And it just shows them up for the authoritarian stooges that they are.
Well, Drudge knows the writing on the wall, and he's choosing wisely because to all the police, to all the military, you got a choice, okay? And that's why I'm here. I believe that's why God put me in the position I'm in. I never intended for any of this to happen. I'm here to tell you the truth so you have a choice with your conscience because eternity is what matters. These little earth suits mean nothing. Your body means nothing, folks. We are eternal beings. And that's why the hair on the back of your neck standing right up. standing up right now, CIA agents listening, police, FBI, government people that have served evil, you've still got a soul left. And that's why the hair on the back of your neck standing up right now, because the Holy Spirit is talking to you. And don't blaspheme it. Accept it. Hit your knees like Saul of Tarsus. Repent and become great champions for freedom. I'm telling you, you have been warned. You have been given the choice. Choose a side. Make a decision. Watson.
And the fact is, we're having victory. Swine flu. I mean, they wanted 99% of the population to take that shot. In countries like Germany and France, barely 7% took it. It was a total failure. Climate gate, global warming scams exploding. And now we need to do the same with these body scanners by getting this article out.
Watson,
and, avoiding
Watson,
them from putting them on the street.
Absolutely. Watson, beef the article with all the info on the cancer, the radiation, how it violates laws. Beef it up right now. Well done over at Prison Planet, my friend.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. We'll take calls the next two segments, then we'll go to our guest. Stay with us.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
About 2 years ago, we had Dr. William M.J. Hersey on. He headed up an entire department of the EPA, chemistry department chair at American University in Washington, D.C. Dr. Hersey is a chemist and residence for the College of Arts and Science Chemistry Department. He has a B.S. and Ph.D. in chemistry from the University of Missouri. In 2000, he testified before the Senate Subcommittee on Wildlife, Fisheries, and Drinking Water. And the majority, it was over 90% of EPA scientists and toxicologists sent a letter, a petition to the EPA. They did it in 1999 and again in 2004, saying this is deadly poison what's being put in the water, and it's a cumulative toxin. We have a problem, though. We were supposed to talk to him from the university today, but they are literally in 12 feet of snow in D.C. As you know, much of the eastern area of the country is just buried right now, and the university's closed. But he may have come into the blizzard to do it. If not, he'll be on next week or something. And I'm not glad this happened, but I'm kind of glad because we got so much going on with the naked body scanners, recording your body, saving it. We have so much going on the cybersecurity takeover, and I want to take your call. But we'll see what happens with the good doctor. Wayne Madsen's also in D.C., and yesterday we were trying to call him to double confirm he was on today, and the phone was out for much of the day. And he said because cell towers are collapsing, they're down, he's in D.C. too. So who knows if he'll be on today because of all this global warming, this blizzard that they're all under in D.C. right now. Oh, my God. And we see all these cases the last few months of people in Detroit, you name it, freezing to death when the government turns their power off. Under the climate taxes, which will conservatively double your energy prices in the next 5 years, it'll be even more freezing to death. But I guess that makes the globalist happy. Even if they shut the web down, ladies and gentlemen, that's why I've always told you our entire library of documentary films and books are vital. You will always be able to make a copy of Fall of the Republic or Endgame or Obama Deception or Terror Storm or Truth Rising or Fabled Enemies. You will always be able to give it to people. They're professionally produced, they're riveting, and they unlock people's minds. Get the DVDs at Infowars.com on the secure online video bookstore. We showed people 6-8 months ago with the Joker situation, the Obama Joker, hundreds of TV stations, hundreds of newspapers, no exaggeration, Japan, England, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Argentina, the power of just putting up handbills. And so, and I know I keep saying I'm going to launch that contest. We are going to have it. I am just so overwhelmed 24/7. And I guess I just can't go home tonight. I've got to stay and write up those rules for the three different contests. I keep biting off more than I can chew, but I know you understand, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the middle of a revolution against tyranny right now. And never forget your financial support is absolutely vital for this show. And how do you support us? You buy the T-shirts, $9.95, ball caps. You know, you spread the word with them. You meet like-minded people. You buy the books, the videos. We've got deals where you get free T-shirts, free videos. We've slashed the prices down to almost nothing. You pre-order Jesse Ventura's book and get a free copy of Loose Change Final Cut or Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings, my interview documentary I made about him. Free! Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, the people are waking up. We're going to come back and go directly to your calls, as promised. 1-800-259-9231. I'm very proud of our servers. Drudge has linked to us a couple times in the past and always crashed our servers and removed the link. That has not happened yet, though the Drudge effect is now in effect because it isn't just going to be his millions of daily readers that are about to hit this article. Every other major site is now going to link. And we are preparing for a tsunami of traffic. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.